91X News.
It's 9 degrees with light rain at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. Quinny West OPP had dealt with two break and enters in 2 days. First in Sydney Ward and Chatham Valley Home was broken in on Monday between 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Thieves were made off of jewelry, power tools, and a computer. Then Tuesday night at downtown business in Trenton, his front glass smashed out. Officers responded at 4 this morning to find thieves and made off with a sum of cash. BlackBerry has rolled out its newest devices named BlackBerry 10. The domain name is globally recognized for smartphones. The company is holding a splashy event in Manhattan to usher the new BlackBerry 10 devices, which were originally due for the release last year. The new BlackBerry is widely seen as a make-or-break product for the tech pioneer. Chief Executive Thorin Hines has taken the stage at the splashy event to unveil the company's new line of BlackBerry devices. Hines says the elegance in BlackBerry 10 is clear when you want to take action.
Take action with your information, our app, a photo, a video, a phone call, or a chat. Everything in BlackBerry 10 is there in one place for you. And with a simple swipe, you can share, you can consume, you can create, and you connect.
One of the new models will have a physical keyboard and both are powered by the new BB10 operating system. Incoming Premier Kathleen Wynne isn't saying how she'll respond to demands from the opposition parties for hearing an inquiry into canceled gas plants in Oakville and Mississauga. In an interview with Canadian Press today, Wynne wouldn't say what she thought of NDP leader Andrea Hogarth's demand of a full public inquiry into the canceled gas plants. British Prime Minister David Cameron will travel to Algeria in the wake crisis of the natural gas plant in the North African country. Reporter Kyle McKinnon says Cameron is set to attend bilateral meetings.
David Cameron's visit comes 2 weeks after the attack and hostage taking by an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group on the Algerian natural gas plant. Three Brits were among the 37 hostages killed. Three more are believed dead. The Prime Minister's office says that bilateral meetings are scheduled, and Mr. Cameron will later attend an international development meeting in Liberia.
The January 16 attack on Algeria's Ain Mamounas gas plant ended a four-day siege with Algerian forces in which at least 37 hostages and 29 militants were killed. Other news about Canadian politics. Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the Tories would phase out eHealth Ontario in its current form and put health professionals in charge of developing electronic medical records. Hudak says doctors, pharmacists, and hospitals should be given the control of the project to find a new way to develop electronic health records. The Liberal government says doctors are already involved in the development of electronic medical records and they would use for their patients. The New Democratic point out that it is the Conservatives who set up an agency called Smart Systems to create electronic health records, which the Liberals later scrapped and renamed eHealth. Egypt's main opposition leader is calling for talks to end the crisis in that country. Mark Levi has the story.
Egypt's pro-democracy leader is appealing for talks with the military, the Islamist government, and the opposition, and an end to violence that has rocked the country. But Nobel Peace Prize winner Mohamed El-Baradei has conditions. First, Islamist President Mohamed Morsi has to agree to amend the constitution, passed just last month, and to appoint a new cabinet. Morsi earlier rejected that. He's also called for talks, even convened a session.
The opposition group stayed away. The National Non-Smoking Week officially over. The question remains, was 1 week enough? 91X reporter Lindsay Baxter reports.
The purpose was to educate Canadians about smoking dangers and to help people quit. Loyalist College created a contest where smokers could win cash for quitting. A first-year Loyalist student, Morgan, hasn't quit, but she says the week did teach her something.
It definitely opened my eyes to the dangers of smoking, and the plan is to cut back, but if anybody out there is a smoker, they understand that it's difficult.
While over 50% of the population is smoke-free, tobacco is still the leading cause of death in Canada. The Cancer Society says it is responsible for 37,000 deaths every year. Lindsay Baxter, 91X News, Belleville.
Sticking with Canadian politics, the Conservative government is defending $1 million cost of flying armored vehicles to India for Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird told the Commons that India had lost two prime ministers to assassination in the last 25 years. An RCMP officer decided that Harper's security needed to be beefed up.
When we look to the security of our prime minister, we consult the experts, those that are experts in security. And when it comes to the national security and the security of our prime minister, we will take advice from the RCMP over the NDP every single time.
NDP critic Charlie Angus questions why the Conservative government was willing to spend so much on what he called Harper's personal Taj Mahal taxi, considering India offered an armored Mercedes for the Prime Minister's use. Student leader nominations have begun at Loyalist College. Students are encouraged to check out the loyaliststudents.com and register for a nomination form before the deadline of February 5th. The role seems to be daunting, and the current vice president of student life, Kate Moffitt, has some advice.
Well, I would say find your student leader, talk to the vice president, like myself, or the president. We're always welcoming to ask questions. We're friendly, we don't bite, so don't be shy. If you're interested, go for it. I mean, you have nothing to lose.
Those who are voted all began a year of making changes and improvements to the school. That's the New York News Time, the 1206. All of sports next.
In a world swamped with a bear market, there's a place where you can enjoy bull market times. Come party like it's 2007 at the newly renovated Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio. Great new menu with daily food specials like 59-cent Wing Wednesdays and Fish and Chip Fridays. Great live music every Friday night and all your favorite sports on the big screen. Forget the bear and get on with the bull. The Thirsty Bull Pub and Patio, 449 Dundas Street West, Belleville.
91X Sports. News around the OHL today. The Belleville Bulls are in action tonight. They have a date with the division rival Kingston Frontenacs. The Bulls are currently in second in the Eastern Conference and trail only the Barrie Colts. Puck drop is 7:30. Sticking with Canada's pastime, hockey, definitely not a busy night on the ice tonight as there's only four games on the schedule. The Montreal Canadiens put their four-game win streak on the line as they travel to the nation's capital to battle the Ottawa Senators. Two other Canadian teams are in action as the Oilers head to the desert to battle the Phoenix Coyotes. And last but not least, the Vancouver Canucks host Matt Duchene and the Colorado Avalanche. Van City's starting goalie roller coaster is once again in effect, but Corey Snyder is expected to start. Once again, baseball's highest paid player is being linked to performance-enhancing drugs. A report in the Miami News-Time has Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez on a list of big leaders tied to a Florida clinic that distributed performance-enhancing drugs. A-Rod only belted 18 home runs and knocked in 57 RBIs in an injury-plagued season for the Bronx Bombers last year. A very busy schedule on the hardwood this evening. There are 12 games in total in action. The Toronto Raptors look to get back on a winning track. The Raps hope to break a modest two-game losing streak in Atlanta. Other notable games, the champion Miami Heat travel to Brooklyn. The Nets are currently one of the hottest clubs in the NBA, but tonight they'll have to be on their A game. LeBron James is in the spotlight tonight in Brooklyn. Should be a good one. Moving now on the world of combat sports, a trio of matchups have been announced for UFC's return to tie to the swamp. New Jersey. In a heavyweight encounter, Roy Nelson will face off against Chuck Congo. In a light heavyweight action, Mr. Wonderful Phil Davis will face off against Vinny Moglihash in an old-school wrestling versus jiu-jitsu matchup. And Jersey's own Jim Miller will take on Strikeforce import Pat Boom Boom Haley. UFC 159 will take place on April 27th. The card is headlined by light heavyweight title fight pitting champion John Bones Jones versus Chael Sonnen. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. At 12:08, it's 9 degrees and raining at the moment, and 80% chance of thunderstorms all afternoon. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Dan Canatero. The noon is next at 1.